each week to say we have forgotten something, our strategic plan, because our strategic plan as the committee also guides us. Yes. So he was suggesting that we need to put it in our list. The committee strategic plan. Was it, we also take it from that document. In analyzing the performance of the parties. Then we were on page 3. On page 3, we are saying the department was allocated 22 billion, and according to the expenditure, the department spent 22,596,000. So I'm sure the first figure, there's a problem there. There's a problem, maybe there's a misprint, but we need to double check from the report of the department. We can check that, correct. Then, in terms of the expenditure, we acknowledge that on administration, the department has spent only 74.8, irrespective of the 22 billion, but there are other figures, right? 22, can you correct that one? It's
22,825,541. I'm just referring to the main report, and they've put in there the main appropriation and the adjusted appropriation. Don't you think that it's good for us to have that total picture instead of just the adjusted appropriation, which is what we've got? Because it shows a shift, you know, that something has happened apart from the main appropriation. From 22,578 to 22,825, and then there was still an underspend, so it tells us something.
Oh, okay, can I tell you a little bit? I don't know what it
is. To help me.
For instance, on page 3, on program 1, what was the comment there? We are saying the program was initially allocated a budget of 232 million during the year under review, initially. And then the expenditure on this program, after adjustments, amounted to 221, which leaves a variance of 55 million. However, taking into consideration the requirements that were made, that were amounting approximately to 11 million, a total expenditure remains at approximately 74%. I don't know if it doesn't, it does help.
Yes, that does tell us the whole picture.
Okay. So are you still maintaining that we will put all those there?
It's just another column that's in the main appropriation. On page 16, if you just look at it in the annual report, page 16, it's exactly what you are saying, but it just gives you
at a glance, before you've even read all of that, it gives you at a glance what it looks like.
All right. I'm suggesting that instead of taking this one, let's take this one.
Yes.
Yes, no, yes. Fine. Yes. Have you kept up, yes. Instead of taking this light, I mean this picture,
yes,
on which reflects to department expenditure only. Let's take the whole, because it reflects the main appropriation, adjusted appropriation, then the annual amount spent. Yes. So we are going to change
But Chair, what I would suggest is that you keep the last column that they've got here, then you've got the full picture, you know, with the spend, the 74.8% and the 82.2%. Just to put that column on this one, on page 16.
Okay.
Yeah. So then that gives us everything.
Alright. No, it's fine, it's understood.
Which means that you are going to take the one from the annual report?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the one that was presented by the DG. We're going to take this one. And then we add at the end this percentage here. Okay. Yes. Alright. Thank you very much. Then there's this thing on the explanation that we have done. I don't know whether they did. Then it continues to say the Directorate of Special Investigations is said to have spent only, let's say it's reported, it's reported to have spent only 25.8 million of its original allocation of 56.1 million, which was adjusted to 44.7 million. It was indicated that underspending came about because of late invoicing by the SIU. Then the Chief Directorate Internal Audit Risk Management and Special Investigation indicated a saving of 18.9 million, but only 11.3 million of the saving could be utilized. So I think we need to comment on this one, because including as far as you know, so what is the saving? Because if you have not spent your money, so can it be a saving? You can't. So if you can work around this issue, because we don't understand. I don't remember. Can you comment on this one?
Which means person they understand with 18.9.
What is the question? Does this mean they understand by 18.9? And it's only 11 of the savings could be. What about the 7?
What are they used for?
And yes. What the 7 point?
I think that's a question that should be directed to the department. What happened to the 7 million that was not spent? No, you were supposed to ask that during their annual report when they presented, actually.
No, they did not answer all the questions. So I made a follow-up of the questions in writing. Those questions were supposed to be responded yesterday, even today. So I think we need to comment on that. So can you craft a comment on that, or around that, and then in the recommendation the minister should come and brief the committee, because I don't think that will be the only area that will need explanation. There's quite a lot of, so if you can craft something around that. Yes, another recommendation. In fact, it's going to be an observation and then a comment, observation and a comment.
I think I'm lost, because when I read it here,
when the chief director of the internal audit risk management and special investigation indicated a saving of 18.9 million. Mm-hmm. But only 13 million of the saving could be utilized.
Saving can just be translated into under expenditure. Mm-hmm. So they are trying to avoid the underspending. Mm-hmm. So if you can work around that. Because now, treasury is saying when they are saving, they must cut off from very critical. That is cutting off. And then even when you do business, you don't have to do, I mean, you have to make sure that you are cost efficient in the management of. He does not say just keep the money. So if you can assist us on that area, we will come up strongly that what is our understanding as the portfolio committee. When Trevor says we must save, I mean the department must save. So they are misrepresenting the national treasure now.
Could we perhaps have the reference, the source, where this has come from? Because I'm not terribly clear in my own head, because we talk about 56 million, whatever, of the original, then it was adjusted to 44.7. Now I don't know what the 18.9 saving is when we talk about the 11.3, because if you take 56, you know, and the adjusted amount, there's a difference there of the 11.3. Now, what reference as the source have you got for that? What, did it come out of the report? I'm just trying to find it.
I just want to bring something out. Like, when we write these numbers, like they say here, the program was initially allocated a budget of 2.4 during the under the year under review. I would suggest that we put 2011-12, so that whoever is reading this document.
Yes, that's a good suggestion. Okay.
And then we also quote when we deal with figures, if it's from the annual report or any other document.
Okay.
To be on the safer side, thank you.
Page 24 of the annual report says, Program 1. Program 1 was initially allocated 232.4 million for the 2011-12 financial year. This amount was adjusted as follows. Additional funding of 676,000 was provided in the adjustment estimate for make provision for annual salary increases. An environment of 5 million was made for program 3. I mean 2. From this environment was from this program to program 3. Housing planning and deliver support for the ministerial sanitation, which means what Yaya to address this sanitation ministerial task team. So there was an environment already from program 1. Irrespective of the additional funds for salaries, there was another 5 million that was taken out. Then environment again of 6 million was made to program five. Which is strategic relations. You mean to say these were not budgeted? Yes, we can understand the ministerial casting because something that came mid-year. So, strategic relations, was it not budgeted for? But they are saying to partially fund the government, the Human Settlement Award. So that program is a standing program. They know that annually they do have that function. So they do have, because it's a standing event, it's budgeted for. So how come they can take so much, 6 million? So then a total adjusted budget of program 1 amounted to 222 million. Yeah, but so that's what is appearing in the report. Of which 166 million were spent. Then the variance of 55 points arose from the following. So, Directorate Special Investigation managed to spend only 25. So I think we need to refer, make a reference. We need to make a reference. Where do we get that statement that is there? There were a lot of comments. Yeah. There were 18.9 million, but only 11.3 of the saving could be utilized. So it does not come up from us, it's from the report itself.
If you are talking about 56.1 million, which was adjusted to 44.7. There is 11.4 that we don't go, they can't say it's 11.3 basically. The 11.4, it's a saving.
It's a 18.9 in trouble because that's not... not adding up to anything.
Where do they get
this comes back to what the Auditor General has said, which information from the department it's not useful.
Mm-hmm.
So this is confirming that. I don't know. Because this is concerning that the information that we receive from the department, you can't rely on what they are telling you. You can't use it. They're bold to use that information. So, because it's not clear. And that is the comment of the Auditor General. So, to justify that, I think this justifies, that can also justify our comment on that one, and then we relate to this one, we link it to this one.
Is the right selected?
No, it's
still fine. But we are covered if we refer to it here. But if you take the
56.1 million, which was the original allocation, and you take off the 25.8, which was spent, okay, you're left with 30.3. Mm. So the figures just don't, no matter which way you do it.
Mm.
And then if it was adjusted to 44.7, and you take off 25, which is what was spent, 5.8, that gives you 9, that gives you 13, 18, that's the 18.9, that's what it is. So it's the adjusted figure of 44.7 minus the amount spent, which was 25.8 million, leaves you with 18.9. Now, okay, so that much makes sense, but it says that only 11.3 million of the saving could be utilized. So out of that 18.9, they then utilized 11.3, which now still leaves another gap that's not accounted for at all. I'm just asking, that's the way it's looking like to me. I can't see where he says 11.3 million of the saving could be utilized, which means that they say out of the 11.3, you've got 7.6. 7.6, which is what would be the what they would refer to as out of the savings. So it would still be a remaining savings as they are relating to it. 7.6. I don't know. Oof.
Yes, I think they should specify in the annual report what happened to the remaining amount.
Just perhaps try and help here. I think perhaps what we could do is having recorded this as it is here, and then I think our question would be, what happened to the 7.6? How do you account for the 7.6 million rand now out of the saving of 18.9? I think that's...
Well, this will come out from the comments of the
observations
and comments.
Yeah.
So, where's that?
So, what the point of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, the other thing here also is the fact that there is so much, talk about these invoices, but there's so much needing investigation in this department that how they could be looking at saving money when they should be spending all their budget is a great concern. I think if we could perhaps tie that in to the comment there as well.
Okay.
Then it continues, if you look at the report, they are saying funds provided for the leasing of additional office accommodation could not be utilized due to the delay in the refurbishment of the offices by owners. This also resulted in funds provided for leasing, cabling, of offices, the moving of staff and the acquisition of furniture not being utilized. The moratorium of the filling of non-critical posts pending to outcome of the turnaround strategy. This resulted in under expenditure not only on the compensation budget but also on employee related costs.
This thing about not filling these vacancies, we need to highlight, because I think, you know, we were promised that by April this year, by the end of this financial year that we're referring to now, we were told that those vacancies were going to be filled, and that was not the case. And I think we need to comment about that, because that was what we raised. And we were told that that was going to happen. And these vacancies occur in all the programs.
So just to talk what the Honourable Women is raising, we recall that PSC raised an issue of saying, if they cannot fill the vacancies, what are the implications in terms of service delivery? So, what they should have done, they should have even appointed people on contract basis,
mm-hmm.
so that service delivery should not be affected. So, they did not think out of box. They just sit down to say, we can't fill the vacancy, instead of appointing people on a contractual basis, because, yeah, I think that was the issue that was raised by PSC. And then the issue of the office accommodation, this is a long story, and it's not going to end. It's not going to end today. I've read the news that there's quite a lot of corruption there that has been established, that our office accommodation has been rented to two or three people. So I'm trying to say it's not wrong, but why the department cannot think of getting the temporary structures? Don't they have space? It means it either will suffer forever. I don't know.
We have this every year now.
Since 2009. Yeah. It's not an issue that has been raised yesterday. So can they think of providing some of because it means, I mean, the temporary arrangement. Can they think of the temporary arrangement in making sure that there is an office space? Because that man is sitting there. And it's millions, it's not there, it's millions. So let's work something around that.
Then
continue to program two. It's got to be policy, research and monitoring. Then our report is on page 4. On page 4, what we are saying, the program was initially allocated 39.2 million during the period under review. So let's correct it, 2020, let's correct it, this one. Then, and the amount was adjusted with additional funding of 227,000 to provide for salary increases. Program 2 has spent approximately 82% of its allocated budget. The department indicated that the under expenditure was as a result of non-filling of vacant posts. Another contributing factor was that a research project on the development of a national framework to assess the sustainability of human settlements was not completed as required. What were they doing for the rest of the year?
Any comments on this one? The 227
was provided for salary increase.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent only 82. Even if there was less 227, but they didn't spend the whole amount. They were less than 18.
They spent
I would just like to request that everyone could speak into their mics for recording purposes.
Okay, thank you.
The question is, we need to ask here, because the man here is salary young. Salary increase. But the salary before increase, there is a salary.
Yes.
so this one was provided for. So if they spent 186, program allocated 156. So when you add 156.1 plus 207, ne? 200.7. Imani ne? And then you spend 186. Balani.
They were allocated this program too. They were allocated 69.2. Then this was adjusted with additional funding of 2.7 to provide salary increases. So the salaries were there, but they were increases.
Yes,
after and I mean the salary originally they did have salary. They budgeted.
I want to say they budgeted for the salaries in that 29.
Yes.
Now after the bargaining process, there was a need for this for this amount, which is 257,000.
Yes.
Then I am saying now what they have done, Mona. The program understanding was due to, but they don't say how much, but they say they spent 82%.
Yeah.
So the information is still not valid. So all of that, how much have they spent on what, you know? So there's still a problem. Where is my uncle?
It would seem that not completing this national policy framework that they're talking about here to assess the sustainability of human settlements was not completed as anticipated. Now, I would imagine that that is actually critical to the work of the department doing that research and completing it. So I think we can express a concern that that was not completed. Because it's things like this that actually ultimately hold up the delivery at the end of the day. And I think it would be well worth our while to... the thing about the additional money with 227 million and then you're saving 6.5 million, not saving, you're not spending it. When they figure that you actually can budget properly for, it's not something you just sucking out of your thumb. So that is a concern, but I think it's related to, partly anyway, it's related to the fact that they didn't complete the, so the money wasn't the problem. So what was the problem then? Is it the capacity? The human resource? Because they don't have these vacancies filled? What is it?
Is this 227? Yes. Mm. No, 200,000. But my question is, they managed to spend... There's nothing that... They're spending... What is 82% of this money? Because it's not reflected here. What is 82% of this amount, which is 39 million plus?
You know, And balance, so that we need to, when we comment, we need to understand we are moving from that premise. 39.2 plus 227,000. Well, I mean, I know you are so quick in that one.
Yes, that's correct. It's there on page, I don't know which one you're looking at. If you're looking at the annual report, yes. Mm-hmm. If you look at page 23,
mm-hmm.
it tells you there that you the amount voted was 39,215,000. Then there was the rollover and adjustment of 227,000. And that gives you a total voted then, when you add them together, of 39,442,000. And then they underspent then, they actually spent 32,866 out of the 39,442. And that 32,866 would then that would be your 82% spent.
So 82,866.
Yeah. That relates to the 82% you've got here on the table. 82.2% spent.
Yeah, well, there's
a big sense.
Yeah, it does. Our question is, can't we take this light so that when we refer our comments, we will. So it means what we need to do this. So on this, on page 3 of our report, on page 3, when we begin to, after we have done that, so let's set this this light, and then we'll speak to it. Because now I remember that here is this for instance, in administration, here's what we're talking about. That's 6.5 or 7 million that has not been accounted for.
Yes,
correct. Yes. So, make sure that we insert this slide, which is on page 23.
That will follow immediately with so we'll have the analysis of the department's expenditure for that. And then we'll have the departmental expenditure.
Yes.
So in other words, it's breaking down that that figure a bit more for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay.
So, Chairperson, how much was saved? Because they keep on saving.
6 million.
Or they saved 6 million.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite interesting that when you look at that, and I've made a note of that here before, that they did not need any adjustment here of that 227,000 because they've taken it out of the original budget, so it begs a question why did they want to have the extra money put in there? But anyway,
then let's go down
Program 3 originally was allocated 156 million and was adjusted to approximately 207 million point seven.
a total of 186 million was spent, which translated to 93. The expenditure was reported to be as a result of the moratorium on filling of critical vacancies. And then that one is, it is the implementation and delivery, building capacity, and liaising and communicating with stakeholders. So that is very, very, very crucial. Do you have any comments?
Saving was
96,000. If you read from the report under Program 3, it talks about furthermore additional funding of 713,000 rand was provided for salary increases. Now I'm just trying to find where that fits into the table. That doesn't seem to fit into the table. You've got it fits where you talk about the 156.1. You've got that, and then you've got an adjusted rollover 31.1. That's there. Sanitation. Furthermore, additional funding of 713,000 was provided for salaries.
And then it brings to?
And then, but where is that? That's there. The 5 is showing. So that is there. And then it says the total budget of Program 3 amounted to 200.7. Now there's not 200.7 here. Not in the figures on the table.
But here, on page 24, it is there.
It's there.
Yes. So I'm trying to say, can you make your accounting there? Make those additions, 156 million, 31 from the rollovers, 715,000, plus 5 million divided from program 1. How much is that one?
They've spent 186, but where is the 713,000 for salaries increases?
Indeed.
Yes. Well, because if you, I don't see that 713,000 in the table.
You have added 156.
The 156, the 31 and the 5. Yes, that's all there.
Brings to 193.
That gives you the 193.
Okay. So,
yeah. But they're talking about 713,000 was provided for salary increases. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. It might be 713,000 out of what they spent, 186, that's the total amount there, of 186. 0.733. Yes, that's probably what it is. But we need to go to a more detailed place to go
find
it. Yes, it must be.
You had 156.
Yeah.
You are original.
Yeah.
There was a rollover. It's an addition.
Yes.
An addition.
Of 31.1.
And then there's another addition of 5 million.
Yeah.
And then 5 million was environment, yes.
Yes, it came from program 1.
Yes. So yes. That was added, should be added in there.
And then how much was it?
And then it says the total budget of program 3 amounted to 200.7. Well, it doesn't amount to 200.7.
No, no. Can you add 193? 193.011 plus 715. Because it's supposed to be like that. Is it correct, Kulus?
I'm still trying to see
that. I'm saying,
Kulus, it comes to 906.011.
I'm saying, Kulus, originally. Yeah. Originally.
They were
allocated 156 million for the program. Yeah. And then there was rollover on top of that, 31.1 million. So which means you add that 31.2 that 156. Yes. And then furthermore, an additional funding of 713,000. So it adds to that. Again, there was a 5 million which was environment from program 1 to this program. Now, how much is that? Because now they are saying it was just budget, well, 207. To me, it doesn't sound. It's not adding up. It doesn't. Then they are saying from that one, they spent 186 million of that 207. So that 713. Now, it's not a matter of time. You need to assist us on that one. We need a proper. Yeah. Please.
So there's two things here that are questionable. I'm sure there's an explanation, but you've got the 713,000 which is not recorded in the table.
Yes.
So we are short of that. But in the report they talk about a total budget for program 3 of an amount of 200.7 million. But if you look at the report, the total amount is 193.011. So there is 7.5 missing here. So there's something is just not gelling with this. And perhaps you know a phone call to what's her name, the CFO, might just sort it out. But it's not reading well.
Mkhulu, I hope you are going to assist us on this one. These are the critical because we are analyzing the expenditure patterns. That is very critical because the expenditure patterns are going to assist in analyzing the delivery on the ground. So we need to ensure that the money that has been allocated to the department is so when I touch the page room, must make this calculation. This is very crucial, this program. There is nothing else that we can do if we cannot analyze this properly. We need to do this analysis properly. And then at the end, we are able to, so that if department doesn't know we are doing our job. Because they take us for granted. Now.
A total of 186.7 is from 200.7.
Because they've managed to spend 82% of that 200. 82%. That's what they said.
So what happened to the 14 million?
There's 14 million that they never said anything about it.
Yeah.
No. They just said an understanding was said to be a result of the moratorium.
and they don't point out the figure.
They don't point out the figure or how much. But on this side, they said it's six. If it is six million. Abantu kubona ko logistica.
Yes,
yes, yes, can. So
because you suffering.
What I'm going to do, Chair, is to ask for assistance from the finance researchers. I'm sure they'll be able to figure out exactly what is happening in program 3.
Mm-hmm. I think they know this problem.
Okay.
Yes. But now we are going to give
them
the understanding.
Yes, I will. I'll raise the issue that
they will come and pay. Because, okay. Yes, there's quite a lot of figures, but there's no time.
I think when he does do that, I think it's just that there needs to be a lot of cross-referencing, because I'm just looking on page 84 of the report now. Page 84, and there they're talking about spending by programs as of 31st March 2012, and program 3, they've got a total allocation of 200.011. So, yeah, so there's this, something that's, it's here.
Now you're
spending 2%. I'm sorry, Chair. I think the AG report is more reliable than what the department has presented earlier on. Then when you look at the back of the annual report, it's where the AG has their own calculations and etc.
That is why we are saying our analysis does correspond to what the AG has said, which the information is not useful. The information is not accurate. But before we do that, we have to do our own analysis. That is why I was saying, you must assist us in the research unit. What would these issues that we are raising, you must look at them. So that when we do our comment, we don't only refer to the Auditor General. It must also refer to our own observation. Because now here, they still talk about that 200.011. On this side, it's 200.007. So, they differ when they are reporting on another aspect, it differs from what is. Okay?
Make sure when we analyze the annual report, we should put the figures that the department put on the annual report, but we should just explain that this does not relate to what the AG or our own analysis is saying, meaning that there's something missing. It's either the department or the AG, which is which. Those are the kind of the questions that we need to ask.
But I think there's no question about the 713,000. That is not... We're not questioning that, because that is not fitting in anywhere.
But I think
your suggestion to go to the finance people and check it out is a good one. Yeah. But to cross-reference, I don't know, you've got to go all over this book to find the answers.
Right. Then...
Where are we now?
In program
4. Program 4, that's all good. Then in program 4, 21 billion was allocated, of which 14 billion was allocated to human sustenance grant. You all understand that. And then Royal Household Infrastructure, it was 257 after the adjustment. Then, that is what we have captured here, after the adjustment of 26 million from the rollover. And out of this amount, an amount of 187 million was spent, which translates to 72%, and then under expenditure, with an under expenditure of 70.2 million was recorded. An amount of 187 million to the department's entities, I'm sure we allocated this one, an amount of funds allocated to. In the adjustment estimate, a rollover of 26 million was allocated for establishing the Rural Household Infrastructure Grant. In the adjustment estimate, additional funding of 180 million was provided for the Housing Disaster Relief Grant, while 344,000 was provided for salary increase.
So the total budget amounted to 22, then they spent 22.1 billion. The balance of 91.5 can be adjusted to the same story.
Rural households spent only 187 of its allocated 257. We have explained that. Then 3 million provided for the closure of Social Housing Foundation was not required. And a spending on employee compensation arose from the moratorium and late appointments in critical position. That's the reason.
They spent 99.5. That's what they say. No, they spent 52.1. That's the variance was
91.5. And the spending was 91.5 million.
Again, we've got a situation here that doesn't sort of tie back to our table. So we're obviously doing something. I'm not doing something right, because here you've got rollovers and adjustments of 206,000. And we took care of a rollover of 26 million. 487. You know, the figures don't tally with what we've got here. So they obviously come out of another table. I would need to really just look at this properly.
But I mean, it's here.
How much was added for salary? It's 300 and the corrupt government. Why is it not appearing?
Why is it not appearing? Because if you look at this 90 whatever, 91 or 8 or 92 whatever, if you look at it, it's from 22 197. So it's 22 plus 100 million what was allocated to the human settlement plan. 100 million this 100 million was it not for 2010-11? Yeah, the 100 million is the original. Yes, but here they are saying 100 million to the rural household infrastructure and 487. To and then in the adjustment estimate, a rollover of 26 was allocated for establishing the rural household infrastructure grant. So that 26 million, we know it was the underspending from the previous financial year, which is 2010-11. So it was a rollover. So when you are saying it was 100 rand, then 26 plus 26, it's 126.
126.
It's not 487. No, no, that's 487 is for the entities. But it's not 200 and...
Add up to that.
Yeah.
Because what you've got then is, it says, and I mean,
it's not 257.
No, it's not. Because you've got 100 million plus 487 million, that's 587 million, and 26 million. So it brings you to about 600 million rand you're talking about as rollover. And then the additional funding of 180 million. You see, I don't know where these figures, where they come from, where they reflected here, and then in addition to that, you've got 344,000 was provided for salary increases.
This 180 was for each disaster.
Yes.
After EMTBBS process,
which was not spent. Which is another story. I think, Chair, if we could just ask our researcher to go, you know, and check these figures with our concern, that they don't seem to tie back to the table that we've got, and if so that we are confident with what we are saying, if it's a query or it's not a query.
Let's go to the last one.
Go to the last one. Then get to program 5. Does a misprint then program 5, is program 4 again the repetition? Oh no, it's not, there's no repetition. There's no repetition, program 5 is straightforward.
Yes, Master, our prayers are that we can correct this housing disaster relief.
Oh,
just a little one.
Yes.
In relation to what we're dealing with.
Yes. Then the disaster relief is automatically it's clear what is going on there. Then there's no debate about it except to just draw the attention. I think the National Treasurer here, we need to draw the attention of the National Treasurer. You will try and craft it nicely because the department is saying the money was allocated to them very late, I think sometimes in November. That's what they're saying in the report. And now it was distributed to the department in November. So I think we have to get to each other here to assist us on this one. They can come before the portfolio committee and if the why was this money allocated? Why was this money allocated to the department if there was no need? Because I believe that the National Treasury, before allocating this money, the department presented a threat plan, a revised threat plan. You will correct us. I don't think the National Treasury just woke up in the morning and scratched his head to say, I'm giving you this money. Yes. So that thing, it has to be clarified really what informed the National Treasury to issue this money. And now the department further says, after receiving the money, they had to await for the business plan from the provinces. So now there's a question being, why this money was allocated? Why was this money allocated? So late. Yes, that was the adjustment. It came out of the adjustment in October. But there was something that informed the National Treasury to issue out that money. There was a plan. If it was not, it's a problem. So we need the National Treasury to come and assist us on this one and each department. As you understand why the money was issued, and why his threat plans were not, his revised threat plans were not provided by the department prior to this.
Was the Western Cape not given any relief grant?
Okay, thanks, sir. I was going to suggest that the committee call treasurer together with the department so that you get answers. Because if you call them one by one, you won't get your answers. Thank you.
We'll raise this on because when you raise a recommendation, it goes straight to the National Treasury, to the Minister of Finance, and then goes to the Minister of Human Settlements. So we'll do that. But cast it nicely so that it must be clear what one don't understand. Why was the money allocated without the plans? What informed the National Treasurer? Yes.
I think it would also be quite appropriate to say here that, you know, if there are disasters, there is an urgency about that money arriving on the ground. Otherwise, people, and I mean, I've experienced it, you can wait for a year to sort out disasters. You know, then it's something that's needed quickly, urgently. That could be a
very great, yes, it could be, not really the motivation need on that one. why are we raising this concern? Because we believe that once you talk of disaster, it's a sense of agency. So you can't keep the money for keeping it. Then the other issue on program 5, disaster relief was on program 4. That is why we fit it in there. That's light. Yes. It's under program 4. Then the program 5, strategic relations. So 155.5 million was allocated. Then there's an adjustment of over amounting to 4.3. For specialized services provided by the State Information Technology Agency, and 3.1 million 96 for the completion of the department's turnaround strategy. Additional funding of 447 was provided for. Hey, but it's too much fun. The payment of 6 million was made from program 1. So, on top of this, there was also a payment. But at the same time, how much was not spent? $8.2 million. So there was no need for a variant. There was no need. The variant was 6 million and they did not spend 8 million. They say only 8 million was, only 8 million was spent on adjusted allocation of 43 for compute. Okay. They don't tell us how much was not spent. So let's go to another component's reference, which is 84. They spent 63. They spent 63%, which means there was no need for the environment still.
So that there was
37% is not safe. Then if you read from their reasons for underspending, lengthening of vacancies, installation of the virtual private network at a cost of about 4 million was delayed. What is that? Delayed owing to the non-occupation of additional office space. Okay. Only 8.2 million of the adjusted allocation of 43 million for computer services was spent. Delayed in procurement of business solutions. Services from CETA. The services include support to provinces with regard to the housing subsidy system and enhancement of the system at an estimated cost of 32 million.
You know, where they're doing this underspending, and I think that was what was brought out in both the Public Services Commission and the Auditor General's report, because, you know, as one can understand that the office, they can't set up networks and that, but this is actually a tool with which they are going to monitor, you know, what's happening out there in the provinces. So, you know, what? How are they doing that if they've got a lack of capacity in the RT? But I think that has been referred to in the Auditor General's report.
There's also the issue of the ministerial task team. We need to be provided with the breakdown of the minister should come before the portfolio committee and provide the committee with the brief breakdown of that 5 million that was allocated to this. Then the other issue.
So when we are referring to these figures, I wonder if we could also, just in each of them, you know, where there are these diamonds that were not necessary in the first place, you know, why? I think we need an explanation as to why they transferred those funds when they didn't need them in the first place.
Right. Then let's come back to our report now, committee report. I think the outcome is progress. Updating of informal settlements. The department has indicated that in its program of upgrading informal settlements, it has achieved 91,558 set aside. And this translates to 22.8 of the target of 400,000. Now the question is, this 91,000, is it for this financial year? Because if you look at the sites that have been developed, it's 82,344. If you look at their records. So it's not 91,758. It's 82,000. Maybe that 91 is from January, from April to June. April to June. But it must be clear. So it's not clear. And in another record, do you have that record I'm referring to?
Chair, this was something that I raised in the meeting with the department, because if this figure is correct, and if I'm understanding it correctly, that we have, of the 400,000 households, we've delivered 22.8% of that total target. If that's what we've delivered, we've got two more years to go to 2014, because this one runs to 11-12. Then you've got 12-13 and 13-14. So there's two more years to go after this. You cannot possibly make up the shortfall now, because this book represents three out of five years. I don't know if I'm making sense to everybody here, but I'm talking about this 22.8%, because we should be looking at something more like 66%. No, I'm being ridiculous. Just over. It'll be about 60%. Just on 60%. then we could say, yes, we're going to achieve that 400,000. But the 22.8%, and these are some of the figures that we cannot get out of the department, so we don't know. And the same applies when you come to rental accommodation, 14.2% for 3 out of the 12 years, out of the 5 years. So that's over half, that's 3/5, you know, of the time. And we've delivered 14.2%. So there is no ways that we're going to achieve this if this is the rate at which, if this is correct. This figure to me explains why we get to the end and we're not delivering, because it's not happening as we go. The National Upgrade Support Program, now there's a better one, because you've got 94% out of the 49 who offer technical assistance. But I'm really worried about these figures.
What is the next one here, the National Support Program? What is done? Do you know, do you have any indication of what is happening on that program? That support program. What is your understanding of that program? Quantify it. Can you measure? What is happening? What is done? I mean,
I'm so tired of asking about these figures.
Mkulu?
Yes.
I will have a what?
No, Chairman, no. We are looking at figures and it's a concern.
For nothing.
Huge concern.
46 out of 49 targeted municipalities were offered technical support. What is the impact?
We need to talk about the impact or the outcome. Which municipalities that were supported? Because we will be able to evaluate that that technical support was there was value for money, because there had to be a change from those municipalities that were provided with that support. So this is it.
And then maybe again to what you have said, Chapter, it must just be clear, or it was necessary for that technical support to those municipalities.
What was lacking?
Yes.
What capacity?
What capacity was lacking in those municipalities?
Yes.
And then they provided that one. And then what was the outcome? It's not clear.
And maybe again, Chairperson, coming to that one of the 22.8%, they must just tell us clearly why this number is very, very low, like the Honourable Bowman has just said. Because it's not clear too.
Thank you, Chair. That is not
response.
That is
maybe the way we ask, we put the question, maybe we were supposed to ask, if for 3 years they've said it's only 91, are they going to make it for the rest of 2 years that is left to cover up the 400? What is their plan?
I think, Chair, this definitely deserves a comment from the committee to say that, having stated these figures, I think we need to say that we are very concerned that we will not be reaching our targets if this is the rate at which we are delivering. There's no ways. I wonder if this wouldn't be another opportunity just also to put it down in black and white and to say that it is crucial that the committee is given a proper breakdown of the delivery targets, predetermined figures to make up the 400,000, the 80,000, you know, those targets that were set in the State of the Nation Address in 2009, so that we can properly, we can't monitor what we haven't got in front of us. It's no use, it's like the 6,250 hectares of land. You can't possibly keep seeing these figures in front of you without the plan that's going to make that up. And that means the provinces. So, let's continue with the six provincial energy structures that have been established. Eastern Cape, Mpumalanga. That is the National Upgrading Support Program. There are structures there. They have been set up by the provinces. So this is an outcome. Ne? Then the, but we need to know what does it mean, because we don't know. Is it a PMU structure or what? You know? Then the accreditation was provided that 17 municipalities were assessed by capacity and compliance assessment panel and are awaiting MEC approval to be awarded with accreditation compliance. It was also indicated that the first tranche payment of ESGG was made to the relevant metropolitan municipalities.
I do think that we need to elaborate on this a little bit. With regards to the accreditation of municipalities, I think we need to raise the fact that the committee is concerned that the municipalities were accredited without actually having the capacity, as we understood it. You know, we understood that they needed to be, to have the capacity in order for them to, you know, to be accredited, instead of which the department accredited them and then seemed to be trying to assist them. Now, that seems to be a bit of a back-to-front kind of way of doing it. And I think that is a concern. And then as far as the USDG, and I think they do actually go hand in hand, because it's the same sort of thing. We have found, and I think we need to comment on this, that as these metros, these people allocated the USDG, have come before us, it's been very clear that they haven't understood what that development grant urban's think USDG was for. There seems to have been confusion about that. So I think we need to just be clear in our report that this is what we have found with it, and we want to see an improvement in that. And of course the underspending, we haven't spoken about the underspending in the USDG, and I think that we're looking at a total of about 44% or something spent. So I think we do need to refer to the table with the USDG and the underspend of that. It's not acceptable that needing all the infrastructure that we do, and yet we haven't been able to deliver on it.
I think in addition we need to put it clear that they have to tell us if they follow the money that they give the municipalities for USDG, because seemingly
it seems as if they don't. Because if they do follow the money, the municipalities wouldn't be doing what they are doing with the USCG money. They wouldn't have been busy with cemeteries or other things that are not meant for it.
We could also refer, because these are things that we raised with, you know, the various reports as they came before us, and also to say that the USDG is not the only grant for infrastructure in the municipalities, but that there are other departments, and e.g. your water, your energy, your transport, public works, all those are there are funds allocated, you know, from those departments, and we're saying there must be a holistic use of the funds from the municipalities to not think that all the infrastructure now has got to come out of the USDG. That will never work. We're talking about integrated human settlements, and that means these other departments must come to the party.
I think for these 17 municipalities, I think they have to explain to us why, if they these people were assessed and they qualified, why is there a problem of capacity? What criteria are they using then in assessing these people? Because we find that there is a capacity problem.
I think another issue what we need to raise is the issue of the FFC Act that was raised by Obama. We remember that the department is not cooperating to that act, because the act states that. I think we need to get that act the FFC. They talk of Section 5 that relates to the department prior accrediting those municipalities. They must have an interaction with FSC so that they both agree that there is capacity for that municipality, so that at the end of the day this accreditation should not become a burden for the municipality. So there's non-compliance to that effect.
So, what
do I have to do? As I reported, we have noted this, but at the end of the day, there should be those comments. Those should come to those comments and we refer to this report of saying accreditation and so on and so on. Then after the basic services, the department indicated that on accreditation, during the period under review 2011-12, 337 households were provided with access to sanitation facilities, bringing the total to 418. So what is the target for this MTEF, because this is for an MTEF period. So this one is not clear with what is the target, because this is a 3-year program, but now it has been extended, it's a 4-year program. So the target is not clear, but they are saying they have delivered so much. Then it was further indicated that based on the cabinet, the operational plans are developed to target areas where backlogs are the highest. we don't have that information about the cabinet Kota's decision, because I think those decisions are supposed to come, I mean they have to brief us on those decisions formally so that we monitor. I don't know whether we're out of order on that one. So those decisions have never been brought before us so that we are able to oversee if they are being implemented. We don't know what are those decisions. Do we know? We don't.
Okay.
And those are policy decisions of which we are supposed to know about them.
I'm a little bit hazy on this one, because would that refer to the 57, were those identified by cabinet, those 57 municipalities that made up the original this quick delivery thing that we were supposed to have done, which hasn't turned out like that. It's been a disaster. But I think, don't you think we need to also just expand this a bit to talk about the underspending of the monies here, and the concern that we've had with the service providers not delivering and yet the department using them. I think we need to have some comment about that, because that is really a big concern for us as a committee. And I think
I need to reiterate what the minister should come before the committee and then to give us his feedback on the progress on investigation. This integrated audit, special audit of the RIF group, because it has got to deal with access to basic services. Yes. So we need to put that one.
Also, the minister needs to come and tell us the real target. How are we going to assess whether they will make it if they said, if they are telling us that it brings to a total of 418 out of what? That is it again. How are we going to know? How are we going to assess?
We can't evaluate the risk. Then the issue of land release. The department has reported that HDA has identified and assessed over 17,000 hectares of state land for suitability for release in 2011 up to 30th September 2011. A total of 1,000 hectares of land has been released to municipalities, while 1,300 hectares are in advanced stages of release. So are you happy with that one?
Jefferson, I think that this is a good case in point. We started out way back there in 2009. The first figures that came out of the HDA was the 6250 hectares, identified suitable for housing. So it was good land, it was suitable for housing. Now they're telling us here, 3 years down the line, that 1,066, I imagine, is out of that 6250 of land has been released to municipalities. 1329 is in advanced stages of release. I mean, heaven knows, it might take us 2 years to get it released, I don't know. But the movement here, when there's such an urgency for us to build the houses and the land is an issue, is far too slow. Far too slow. It's taken us 3 years to get 1,000 hectares released.
Chairperson, I think on this issue of land, I think they should be just be clear. Maybe in which provinces they encounter some problems. Maybe to check this number, where are these coming from? Which provinces?
And give us the breakdown of provinces.
Then sensitive, the department has reported that it has developed policy document to address the dynamics of built environment, which will assist provinces and municipalities with regard to increased densities. The HDA, that is in sprint there, has identified 309 properties, of which 812 hectares is owned by Transnet. These properties were identified for development of medium to high density. The HDA has also developed mechanism to ensure that well-located land is released for development in accordance with higher density. Comments?
Chairperson, I think that is okay, except to say that repeatedly I've asked if there's a blockage with public enterprise stuff. But, you know, that in fact, they are waiting for us to come back with specific herbs and reference to the land, and not once has anybody come to me. And public enterprise has followed up with me. Transnet came back to me. And I said, just give me a bit of time. Well, the time now has just gone and gone. So I think the only thing we need to sort of add here is that, you know, if there are areas where there are blockages, you know, to refer them to the committee to try and assist to release that.
Well, thank you for reporting to us.
Then on land
management framework, the department has reported that the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform has released special planning and land use management bill for public consultation, and that comments were received and analyzed by the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform for further engagements with the key stakeholders. Then the mortgage default insurance guarantee. Department has reported that it has not secured the concurrence of the National Treasury to affirm the safety of the institutional arrangement to launch the MDI into the financial markets. Thus, all commercial banks have confirmed interest in supporting project implementation, and that the consolidation of the human settlements development finance institution has been approved, and relevant approvals were being obtained, including the National Treasury and Cabinet approval. So what we need to hear here can brief us in National Treasury in terms of this MDI process. We have never had an engagement with the National Treasury on this one. So in our recommendations, we need to recommend to the National Treasury to brief the committee on this one. Then Sustainable Human Settlement and Basic Services Task Team. The Sustainable Human Settlement and Basic Services Task Team is convened jointly by COPTA and the Department of Human Settlement to report on rapidly growing towns and cities
and from our assessment upgrading program in 45 municipalities, which are those? Which are those municipalities? Because
I don't know.
Because granting the report on the rapidly growing towns and cities, what does that mean?
Maybe the special projects, Lepalari and Nubia. Maybe that's what's being referred to, but yes, we need it stuff up.
Then, program report on the 23 rural municipalities identified by the Cabinet Lekgotla of June 2011. It does not make sense to me. But it's here in their reports, report by the Presidential Infrastructure Commission on 6-7. I'm sure it's 6-17. 6-17, it's not 7. Is it 7 or 17? There are 18 SIPs. This one is 17, I'm sure it's 17. But you can verify none of the reports. These are the reports that are happening there in the cabinet. But we don't have these reports. You know, except this one, Minister just gave us the last meeting here to put there is this SIP, there's 18 SIP projects, strategic infrastructure projects that have been identified by the PICC, Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Committee. So they have been recommended to the Lekgotla, and the Lekgotla has adopted those. And then this one is the sanitation is on 17, is it? Yes. Which is chaired by the Minister of Water Affairs in the cabinet. So we don't have details after that. We don't have details other than that. So, can we request immediately office car monitoring, performance and monitoring evaluation to come and brief us on this one? Because the energy department is unable to because they have given us the info. So, in our recommendations, let's request the minister of performance is to come and brief us on this one. And then I think on our recommendations, we also come strongly that the proclamation by the president has to be implemented. So here is that the slide, Children Settlements Development Grant, we have dealt with it already. I mean, this one is for the provinces, refers to the provinces now.
Yeah.
Yes, how the provinces have performed, and then the non-financial, we have dealt with it already, we have had our comments on it. We also have the slide for USDG grant, listing Anthony Cooper, this hedging, it must come this side, you are on top of that, here we are returning. Then we all know the story, we have got to comment on this one. We have commented already that we are not happy about the grant spending. And something else I think we need to raise on this one, the DORA. If you look at the DORA, it's so broad. You remember, you're reading it. It's so broad. So I don't believe that the municipality, that's why there is a confusion. If the National Treasury can consider
to consider what is specific in the Raya in Africa, because now, because mainly USDG is to support human settlement infrastructure development, which means sanitation, yes, cuddly water, as well as the other, because there's other grants, but I think sanitation is main, basic infrastructure. So, I think we should come up now with a specific. And then we come across with the Auditor General's report. It's clear, usefulness of information. FMPCI requires indicators and measures to have clear, unambiguous data definitions so that data can be collected consistently and is easy to understand and use. A total of 22% of the indicators relevant to Program 2, Program 3, Program 4 was not well defined. That is what we are in that clear, unambiguous data definitions were not available to allow for data to be collected consistently. This was due to the requirements of the FMPPI not being correctly applied. Which rule is this one, Brother E? Due to a misinterpretation of the requirements. So, when we are commenting, we need to quote that regulation. I'm sure you have quoted it already. Then the financial management requires performance targets to be specific, including identifying the nature of required level of performance. A total of 27% of the targets relevant to Program 2, Program 3, Program 4 was not specific in clearly identifying the nature and the required level of performance. This was due to the requirements of the FMPPI not being correctly applied due to a misinterpretation of the requirement. This is the AG. And the Cooper Engine Vijay, we have not changed anything. Performance targets not measurable. FMPPI requires performance targets to be measurable. The required performance could not be measured for a total of 28% of the targets relevant to Program 2. So there's quite a lot from Program 2 to Program 4.
Yeah.
Which are the critical? So this comment, those four programs are very, very critical. But there's this limitation. There's no clear information. So this makes it difficult for the portfolio committee to assess the department, performance of the department.
Yes.
So that should be a concern.
Yes.
Yes. It's not easy for the committee. Yes. So, compliance with laws and regulations, the AG performed procedures to obtain evidence that the entity has complied with applicable laws and regulations on financial matters, financial management, and other related matters. My findings on material non-compliance with specific matters, again, the AGs can change that. AGs findings. The specific matters and key applicable laws
as set out in the general notice issued in terms of PA are set out below. One should say one, because that annual financial statement is under compliance. One. The financial statements submitted for auditing were not prepared in accordance with the prescribed financial reporting framework and were not supported by full and proper records as required by Section 41B of the PNFA. Material misstatements of disclosure items identified by the auditors in the submitted financial statements were subsequently corrected, resulting in the financial statement receiving an unqualified audit. So which means, on their own, they did not manage to comply with this section. Until such time, the AG intervenes. It was all a little cool, isn't it? So, it means the department AG has got a problem of incapacity.
Chair?
Yes?
Can I just take us back a few sentences there? The third sentence where you said the AG's findings. I think it just sounds a little bit stronger if you said them, or better, if you say the findings of the Auditor General, and then, you know, on the material and going on with it, just to swing it around a little bit, because instead of the Auditor General's findings, the findings of the Auditor General.
The findings
of the Auditor General, and then pick it up exactly as you've got it there on material compliance.
Okay.
It's just a little thing.
Alright, sure. No, it's fine. Then, the carries on performance and contract management, you will number all these, ne? The evaluation criteria system to be used in awarding preference points of procurement and maximum points to be awarded for historical disaggregation were not specified in bidding documents as required by Section 7 of the preferential procurement policies. And the contributed against the team, but I'm not sure we can make us a follow. Then expenditure management, the accounting officer did not take effective steps to prevent irregular as well as fruitless and wasteful expenditure as required by Section 38 of the PNFA and Treasury Regulation. Contractual obligations and money owed by the department were not settled within 30 days or an agreed period as required by Section 38(1)(f) of the PNFA and Treasury Regulation 8.2.3.
Yes.
Human resource management compensation. A human resource plan was not in place as required by the public service regulation. Persons in charge at pay points did not always certify that the employees receiving payments were entitled thereto as required by Treasury regulations. Employees were appointed without following a proper process to verify the claims made in their application. In contravention of, I'm sure this is in contravention of public service regulation. Asset management, proper control systems to safeguard and maintain assets had not been implemented as required by Section 38 of the PME and Treasury Regulation. Internal control, the AG indicated that he has considered internal control relevant to not to my audit, to the audit of the financial statements, report of information on predetermined objectives and compliance with laws and regulations. The matters reported below under the fundamentals of internal control are limited to the significant deficiencies that resulted in the finding of the report of information
on predetermined objectives and the findings on compliance with laws and regulations included in this report. Leadership. This is one. Under internal.
Sorry, just before we go off that, the AG, the first line there, the AG indicated that he has considered internal control relevant to his audit. Can we put in his to avoid the two those after each other there?
Right. One, the accounting officer did not exercise adequate oversight responsibility regarding financial and performance reporting, compliance with laws and regulations and related internal control. Financial and performance management did not prepare regular, accurate and complete financial and performance reports that were supported and evidenced by reliable information. Management did not review and monitor compliance with laws and regulations. Investigations were conducted as a consequence of alleged financial misconduct by a senior management member regarding non-compliance with Section 86 and 70 of the PMFA. So, those are the issues raised by the AG. So we have put them as they are. The recommendation, the minister should come and brief the committee on the findings of the AG as well as the plans to address the minister himself, not the DG. Yes, as the accounting executive authority. So the executive authority should come and brief us. Then, as the service commission, yeah, we have to end now. But I think we've done a remarkable job. Well, now time is 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that we can just read this through so that if there are anything that members would feel that it can be looked at by the team. On the PLC report, it's clear. It was reported that the role of PLC as well, what they have done, they've developed this monitoring and evaluation framework. And there was a report to say it was not easy to compile this report because the information was difficult to access, although it is there, the website, but it's not easy to access the information until such time the Public Service Commission interacted with the department. So they managed to get the information. There are other important in this is the issue of the department, all departments that responding to the recommendations that have been made by the PSC. So the PSC is in a process of amending the legislation so that their recommendations are being considered, taken seriously by the department. It's not only, it's not something that is unique with the department, but today we are going to talk about our department because we don't oversee other departments. So we are going to relate that to directly to our department. And the other issue that was raised is the issue of staff, that there are quite a number of posts that are not abolished. 25% of posts have not been abolished. Now you can't detect the status of the complement, staff complement within the department. I'm not sure whether she's starting in an app. But the first thing that by heart was I still remember them. And then the other issue was the audit opinion. Yes, the department has received unqualified audit, but there was a need for restatement of corresponding figures. That is what the PSC is saying. And then the understanding of the REC. And then the PSC's comment is saying even the department claims that they expect 99% and achieved 77% of his target. But the predetermined outputs were very low, very low. So it's the what they observed too.
Let's put that in bold, Jeff.
Put it in bold. And then this concern of understanding and RIC. And then it was found that contractual obligations and invoices were not paid yet signed. Found that 32% of senior managers in the department, I think this one has to be involved. They have potential conflicts between their private interests and their official responsibilities. That one can be put on board. Then that department have to manage precautionary suspicions in case of serious misconduct. So it was recorded that two cases of financial mismanagement, one involving an amount of 100 million. So this one is not clear, they have to come back. Because to my understanding, this 100 million was there in the last year. So it was something between FS and HFC. National Housing Finance, yes. Between them and the Servcon. So you remember AG says if this thing is not addressed, it will remain there. So we need to get a clarity on this one. We need to get a report. With regard to transparency, the department website was not user-friendly. Yes, I've already talked to that. Then, the human resource plan has already been alluded to even by the AG. Then, the cancer rate from 21 to 24, that one must be highlighted in bold because it means, yes. Then, the vacancy rate in respect of professionals and senior management was very high, and it was noted that it took the department to average of 2 years to fill the post. So in relation to equity, the department has 93.5 of black employees, 36 were women, and 0.3 were people with disabilities. Then, that is very crucial in terms of equity. It must be, I think these issues, some of them must be put on the heading.
I think, Chairperson, if my memory serves me correctly, there was a drop in female athletes or disabilities. Certainly people with disabilities dropped quite substantially. So I think if we could just verify those figures. And I think that is important to put that in.
In terms of professional ethics, investigation, special investigation,
policy was in place, but you still have, you need to comment on this one.
Yeah.
Because they did not respond. Is it credible? Or, I mean, is it user friendly? Is this, yes. They have to come back with that policy to us. Because the PSC admitted to say they have not looked at the policy itself, the content. So we requested them then that they must look to that content at the same time. They must come, both they must come before the portfolio committee. I think that should be our recommendation, to say minister of public service commission, because I mean of public service. We know that it's going to be public service commission, but the minister is minister of public service to consider this whistleblowing policy, if it is user friendly and it is assisting, and then together with the minister, we then minister they must come to report to the portfolio committee. Then yes, but at the same time there's this NHBRC concern. Then the deliberations come to effect. So I've not looked at this one. So those are the issues that we believe that we need to look at them. So the deliberations, but we're going to take them out here. They don't come in here. I've said these reports must come before the portfolio committee has meeting. This part is not the deliberation part of it. It has to come to the minute. So it's not required to be here. And the responses too. They're not supposed to be here. And then FSC, we'll talk about FSC. Their concerns are the same as the AG, and then they are clearing this 400,000, if we'll never achieve. Then I think those are comments. This one, which is on page 17, it will fall under comments to say what we have observed is that, and then we comment that getting this 92% does not mean it translates to service delivered. Mm-hmm. So we are going to use this document, the research. Mm-hmm. It's going to assist us with this analysis with other issues that we have raised. Mm-hmm. So we are going to utilize this. Yes. I've got a lot of information. And then this one is going to come at the end, because this is the oversight report. This one is incomplete, and we're not going to write all these things. We're going to select key issues that are policy related. For instance, even the subsidy system is something of IT. Yes. Yes. And the recent case, we select a few, a couple of them, and then we come up with it. And see, in the AG's report, there's quite a lot that we need to insert from now, not from the AG's report, from the presentation. There's quite a lot that those IT systems sitting on that yellow, you can't be comfortable. So those are the comments now we need to bring in our discussion. So that is our report.
I want to just, I've made just a couple of brief notes here, and one of our objectives is job creation. And I don't think we've made any comment about that. And I'm just wondering if we shouldn't be commenting on
corruption.
Yes.
And then the other thing I want to just raise, and that is perhaps that we should, we've got the land use management bill. I wonder if we couldn't take that and put it under legislation. And I'm saying this because if we do that, then we can pick up, if you look on page 22 of the annual report under legislation presented, it says here in the last bullet point that Cabinet approved the Rental Housing Amendment Bill for deliberation in Parliament. The bill is still under deliberation and will be passed during the 2012-13 so I think this needs to be we just need to make a comment about this because the rest is here. I mean the sectional titles and the onboards and you know that's all fine but this one's stuck in my gullet.
We can't have
the Housing Act. We need to have a human settlement. So, because you know, we don't have accommodations there. We need to come up here. No. We need this. This thing has been, the Green Paper has been there. It's almost a year now. We can't have a Green Paper that sits there for the whole time. So we need the human settlements act now. And then the other act I think we need to use, we need to make sure that this rental is brought back. The rental is brought back because we of its necessity.
And I think we need to say there that the committee I don't know, you know how we put this, but I mean the intention is that that comes back to Parliament.
Yes,
as a committee bill.
Yes, as a committee bill. Let's recommend that again because we have done so. Let's reinforce it.
Yes,
as a committee bill now. And then I think the other area, the white paper of hospitalization, because it was not completed. Why it was not completed. So those are the issues that we need to put in place in our recommendation. But there's this last part of last page on consultants. 26 consultants, we need to comment on this one. If you look at this, look at the back. Consultants 26, but there's no work that has been done. 26 consultants. That's the back on page 211.
Oh.
26 of them. If you can you tell her this amount, the amount that has been used for consultants. Please tell her it, guys. And then, so if there were these consultants, why we still have a challenge of delivery? If we've got so many consultants, the review of the white paper on basic household sanitation, the consultant was paid 100 million for 24 months. We don't know when was that 24 months starting, but the white paper is not there. Even today, the money has gone. So those are the critical issues that we need to also comment on them.
Absolutely.
We need to comment.
Absolutely.
We need to comment. You know, facilitation, integration and implementation of WASH program of 2010 and 20, those were, but, you know, empowerment and information dissemination on sanitation policies, guidelines, strategy and tools. Can we meet a consultant on this one? So, I'm trying to say,
Can you please look at these issues and then you check the relevance of this, some of these, even if you have not managed to. For instance, progress report on Danida funded energy efficiency pilot project. What is this? Integrated. Since Danida has those things Jesus has been there since last year. So what is this 995? What is
the
meaning for money? What are they doing for money for this progress report? Do you mean if consultants can produce a report, what is the department going to do? Progress report on Danida funded energy for low income and proposals on the way forward. No, we need to comment on these things. Please.
You've got a figure there for nationwide sanitation sustainability audit on sanitation facilities provided. Now, I mean, we've been crying for something. Nothing's come of that. But there's an amount here of 2 million, almost 3 million rand.
What is it?
There, it's about number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, is it? Brown.
Yeah.
7.
They have not, in fact, this one. Let's leave this one because we were discussing this one. And this one, they have said they must pay this because it's their own baby. That these people are not paid.
They have produced the report.
It's the department's problem. So let's not talk about this one. Because it's the department's problem. You recall that one?
Yes.
So content editing for the human settlements, review publication, research publication quality on the list. No, 410. Can you do this, Kurulim Dana? No. Consulting services on capacity and compliance. Checking by independent auditor in respect of municipal affairs. Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable, for your time, and really we'll also thank the support of our parliament staff, really, really. And PMG, we thank you. Because once at a certain stage, you are also able to assist us because we are evaluating the parliament. So I think you will observe what the members of this portfolio committee are doing in terms of playing its oversight. We don't just take things for granted. I think in your reporting, because you report to the public, you don't report to parliament, you must make sure that these things are appearing, what the committees that are doing. The time that we will spend on this, scrutinizing these reports, it must be known by the public out there that we are doing quite a lot of effort. We are putting a lot of effort in making sure that the departments are accountable. Because people out there, they say we are not doing anything.
Yes.
But you are here with us, you have observed that we are doing exactly what we are supposed to be doing. Brother, thank you very much, my brother, such a passion.
Guru Nidana, I want to learn from you. This is our one.
Yeah, it is.
You can't be true, you can't be true.
So I'm communicating to you from here.
Please work together and you know, not that I think I'm going to be a little bit. So, there is a problem. So, after the release of Puma, then you sit down. And then you have a question here. If you are a family,
well,
in
fact, yes.
And then you make sure that. So, tomorrow morning, we are in Puna. So that in the afternoon, you can get the idea. Okay.
Oh. Okay. And they gave me as well.